it's manifested. Theme that Sister White upholds throughout her writings, particularly when she's speaking about the parable of the 10 virgins. But let's look at the test, and let's look at it from the point of view, brothers and sisters. It's at the Sunday law that you either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God. Review and Herald, July 13th, 1897. The time has come for the true light to shine amid moral darkness. The third angel's message has been sent forth to the world, warning men against receiving the mark of the beast or of his image in their foreheads or in their hands. To receive this mark means to come to the same decision as the beast has done, and to advocate the same ideas in direct opposition to the Word of God. Now, I have this quote in here because if you remember the passage we read where it defined what the sealing was, it was to be settled into the truth intellectually. Was one of the aspects of this settling in. Well, those that receive the mark of the beast are going to be settled in to the same intellectual understanding as the beast power. This is a test that will identify what character we have developed. And Sister White is clear that character is made up of thoughts and feelings. Thoughts and feelings go together to make up moral character. And those that receive the mark of the beast prior to this testing time, their character would be fully developed to think the same way that the beast thinks. Review and Herald, April 27th, 1911. The time is not far distant when the test will come to every soul. The mark of the beast will be urged upon us. Those who have step by step yielded to worldly demands and conformed to worldly customs will not find it a hard matter to yield to the powers that be rather than subject themselves to derision, insult, threatened imprisonment, and death. The contest is between the commandments of God and the commandments of men. There's the issue, and it is going to come. It's on its way. And this statement, when you think about it in its broadest aspect in Adventism today, when there are voices among us saying, it's not appropriate at this time to be proclaiming the third angel's message in our Bible studies or in our evangelistic series, or let's not be too specific about who the beast is. Well, brothers and sisters, this test is coming, and every day that it gets closer, the more appropriate it is to be clear about these things. If we're not clear to those around us when we have opportunity to be clear, then what will happen to us is their blood will be on our garments for not warning them. Bible Training School, February 2nd, 1913.